Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What is your name? Do you know what your middle name is? Emma Christine Malik. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And how is this child named?
Evelyn Nicole
Malik. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood, yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Emma and Evelyn according to your boundless mercy and bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in them, which has been inherited from Adam and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the Church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. Sponsors and witnesses are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. So, we have, for Emma, we have 2 sponsors. We have Allie Jade and Dale, right? And for Evelyn, we have 3 godparents. We have Nick and Carrie and Kelsey. You're serving as an official witness to this baptism. And so, I'm going to ask all 5 of you, having heard these official responsibilities, is it your intention to serve Emma and Evelyn and support them in the Christian faith? If so, say, yes, with the help of God. God enable you to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace, fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Let's come on up here to the font. Now, Emma, you're ready to go, aren't you? Now, before we do this, though, I have a few questions for you. And I know that you'll probably be able to answer me if you repeat after me, right? But we're going to need to give your sister some help, I think, right? Because your sister can't speak for herself. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask the whole congregation to respond to the following questions on Emma and Evelyn's behalf. Emma and Evelyn, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Emma and Evelyn, do you desire to be baptized? If so, say, yes, I do. All right, you're the big sister, so you get to go first, okay? Go ahead and can you lean over here like we're going to take a little bath? Okay. Emma, Christine, Malik, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is it dripping down your face?
Uh-huh.
All right, we got it. Ooh. Okay. All right, now it's sister's turn. Evelyn, Nicole, Malik, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you both the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. There you go. Good job. All right. I'm going to give one to you, Dad. We're going to give one to you, okay? All right. Now, receive these burning lights to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ. Be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. I encourage you to keep these candles in a safe place and light them every year on September 8th to remind Emma and Evelyn of their baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is baptized, the name of Christ is placed upon them. And so that's what's happened today. Christ has placed his name on both of these precious little girls. And at the same time, it's also been a tradition in Christian history to acknowledge the meaning of someone's given name on the day that they're baptized. And so I looked up the names Emma and Evelyn, and I saw that Emma is a Germanic name that means whole. Did you know that? It means whole. So, you know what's really cool about that is because you're baptized, Jesus has made you whole in him. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Yeah, it is. And Evelyn is a name that comes, it's just an English name. It means desired for or wished for. And so I thought, that's really appropriate too, because Christ shows us when we're baptized how much he desires for us to be his, right? He makes it possible for us to be in his kingdom, and that's what he's done for Evelyn too. What a wonderful thing. I'm going to invite our elder Wayne to speak a welcome on the congregation's behalf.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Emma and Evelyn, members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sisters in Christ, that together we might bear his word, hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And let's welcome these girls with a round of applause.
Good job.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Emma and Evelyn the new birth in holy baptism and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully grow to lead godly lives to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And peace be with you. Amen.